B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You ready for a little freestyle, Nicole? We had the baby in the studio yesterday, so I feel inspired. Turn on 95.1, listen to MRL every weekday morning till 10. We are here, don't pretend that you don't love the throwback songs on a free-for-all. Ho! What do you think? Send that to the baby and see if maybe he wants to sign me to his label. No?
She ain't even playing your game this morning.
I just did a freestyle on the radio. I wanted you to send it to the baby. I guess you weren't listening.
Oh, no, honey. It's New Music Friday.
Oh, okay. What are you listening to on New Music Friday, Queen?
Right now, I am Luke Combs. Just put out his deluxe album, and I am listening to those songs for my blog.
Yes. You're Friday 5?
Yep.
Okay. Did we get new Ariana Grande that we were expecting?
Oh, it's so good. And is we got it? A music video. Mm.
She says everything's good.
I know, but I trust her. She's like all in on music.
The record dropped at like midnight. Do you know the lyrics to the Ariana song and what it's about?
Ariana, no. I do know what it's about. Luke Combs, yes.
Okay. All right. We'll see you later.
What is it? Positions?
Yes, Positions.
Okay.
We're not sure if that's going to be a radio hit or not, because I'm so bad at picking songs that should be on the radio.
You are. You're terrible.
I'm terrible. The songs I think are hits are just not.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good morning. Welcome to your Friday. Roy's not here today. He had to take a trip to Florida. He drove with his partner, Sterling, and he should be back on Monday. But Loren is here. And what did you do yesterday, Loren? What's your day in 30?
So I went to one of my girlfriends had a baby a week ago now. And yesterday, have you ever heard the food train that they do?
Mm-hmm.
So she has this food train, and we took her lunch yesterday, me and another girlfriend, and it was the first time that we got to see the baby. Well, I had my son, my four-month-old Jackson, with me when we dropped her food off, and I held the baby, and I held my son, and my son looks like Godzilla next to this newborn. Like, I know it's a newborn. I know he's a newborn. But Jax looks enormous right next to him.
Yeah. I mean, there's a big difference between a four-month-old and a newborn.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? And but the weight, you went to pick up the baby and you were like,
oh my gosh.
So light.
I was like, I feel like I'm holding a feather. I feel like I'm going to break him. But my son's in like 12-month clothes at 4 months.
Yeah.
So like, he's a big boy already to sit next to an 8-pounder, you know?
So you got to hold a baby and you got to meet Da Baby yesterday.
I did, yes.
Our full interview with Da Baby, by the way, he dropped by the studio late yesterday. Charlotte's very own Da Baby. He came by, talked a lot of great stuff about Charlotte, talked about his humble beginnings. That whole interview is up on our podcast on the Kiss95.1 app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What'd you do?
Yesterday I went to Teeter to get some groceries. And as I was leaving, I knew where I parked. And as I'm walking with the cart to my car, there's a woman in front of me walking in the same direction, and she stops at my car. But I didn't want to get into, like, conversation. Clearly, she drove us the same car.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned my cart around and went to the other aisle because I didn't want to, like, be like, hey, that's my car type thing. But I'm in the other lane. Now I'm in the other aisle.
Waiting for her to realize it.
And I'm looking over, and she's hitting her, clicking her button, and it's not going up. The back of her car, because I have a Jeep Grand Cherokee, so the back of the Cherokee doesn't go up on mine, but the one, like, three spots down is up.
That's funny.
And it's going up and down because she's clicking it. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, when is she going to realize? And finally, like, I see her look around, she looks down, and then she just walked down to her car. Now, I'm like, I have to wait the perfect amount of time so it doesn't seem like I was watching her, because I feel bad for her. So I don't want to roll up to the car right away and be like, hey, I saw all that. You're an idiot. You know what I mean? So I stalled out a little bit. And then when she started loading her packages
in. What are you doing in the middle of the parking lot? Like just playing on your phone?
I was
looking around?
I was by the cart return.
Uh-huh.
And I was just kind of like, yeah, looking. And then so I turned. Because by the time I turned back around and walked down, she'd already began packing her, you know. Mm-hmm. She didn't know that I saw her. I felt so bad for her. Did you ever walk to the wrong car?
Oh, yeah. I got in a wrong car.
I don't think I've ever done that.
No, I've done it. like, it was right after Cash was born, and Dallas and I went to go pick something up from, like, a deli, and he was parked out in the parking lot, and I went in to go grab our food, and when I came back, I opened the back door, and there was a baby seat there, and I went to go get in, and I realized that there were two women in the front seat, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Did they mace you?
No.
No. Yeah, I've never gotten into the wrong car. I mean, I've walked to the wrong car because I have a white Grand Cherokee, and that's about the most basic color, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when we were in high school, we used to have high school dances, and our parents would come pick us up, and me and my buddy Dave would do this move where a car would roll up to pick up someone, and we would act like weren't paying attention, like we had our back to the car, and we'd be talking to the crowd, be like, all right, thanks, guys, we'll see you later, open the door and jump in. Close the door and then get out the other side.
You can't do that nowadays.
You get out the other side and be like, oh boy, that wasn't my mom. We have the same car. Sorry. No, you can't do it anymore. But all right, we got a ton to do today. We've got a prize pack for you to go to Concord's brand new entertainment center called Stars and Strikes. We're going to play a game at 7:50 for that. We have a Should She, Loren? We love when people call in and want to know some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Should she go on a date with her ex? We'll hear reasons why she thinks she shouldn't at 7 a.m. this morning. But up next, a holiday classic is no longer on regular TV. And if you don't have this streaming service, you won't ever see this holiday classic. We'll tell you about it coming up around 6:20.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the legendary Friday free-for-all. We are throwing it back all morning long because that's what you asked for. Shoot, we've been doing this since the pandemic. That's the best thing that's come out of 2020 is the all-morning free-for-all. We used to do it for just like 30 minutes. Now we're excited to have an all-morning long free-for-all. 704-570-9595. Tell us where you're at, what you're doing. We love shouting you guys out on Fridays. The show, the holiday classic that you won't be able to watch on regular TV.
I'm afraid of what you're going to say.
For the first time in 55 years, it first aired in 1965. It's the Charlie Brown holiday specials.
Really?
Yeah, they're not going to air on television this year because Apple TV earned the rights in a new partnership.
These streaming services are ruining everything.
The Peanuts show, the Thanksgiving show, the Halloween show, and the holiday show will all be on Apple TV for the first time since they debuted on CBS in 1965.
All right, all you Apple lovers, start passing out your passwords.
Well, the good news is that you'll be able to get the Peanuts holiday specials for free a couple days before the holidays. So, like, October 30th through November 1st, you'll get the Halloween special for free on Apple TV.
What
just download
have
the
Apple
app.
TV?
And then you're out of luck. Got to get the app. Got to get that on Roku or whatever.
Yeah.
The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown premiered on the streaming service on October 19th.
It's got to be on YouTube, right? Like, there's got to be a way around it. Everything is on YouTube.
I don't know.
I'm looking.
Apple's going to make sure you have to come to them for it.
What's it called? The Great Pumpkin Patch?
Yes. You don't know the name of it?
Well, I didn't know exactly what it was. The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown.
Yes, the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. And then there's the Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. I had no problem finding it.
Oh, okay. There you go. Loren telling you how to break the rules. Just go to YouTube. Everybody knew that already, though.
You can't be a filthy rule follower.
There's something special about watching it on network TV, though.
I agree. But you know what? Now, what you do is you just make yourself some popcorn, put it on YouTube TV, and you're good.
I even like the teaser for it, you know, if you're watching ABC or something, or CBS, whatever network it was going to be on, and they say, like, hey, this Thursday night, the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown's coming. You know, it brings you back to your youth. So the Charlie Brown specials are now on Apple TV. Thanks for nothing, Apple.
And YouTube.
And YouTube. Yeah, they're on YouTube also. All right. Roy's not here today. He's out. He'll be back with us on Monday. Quick break, and then more of your throwback hits coming up. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show on the Friday free-for-all. Playing your throwback hits. Loren, a lot of people are hitting us up at 704-570-9595. They are wanting their shout outs. We got a lot of people on hold. Pick a number, a line number between 1 and 7.
Let's say 5.
Okay. Good morning, Mandy in Fort Mill. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's Friday.
Woo! Teachers are rejoicing. We love our students, so we're excited for Friday.
yes. So do you have students in today, or is today your day with no students?
So I'm in Fort Mill, so where the kids have an option to come face-to-face every day or virtual, and so all of my students, I have 13 amazing students and at River Trail in Fort Mill, South Carolina, and they are face-to-face every day.
All right, Mandy. Nice. So I know my son in Union County, he doesn't have school today because, you know, it's one of those teacher work days, Mandy, where y'all go in, drink pina coladas, joke about the kids.
I'm sure they don't.
Oh, no. We are working really hard. You know? I do know that we love our teacher work days, but we need one every now and then, especially now.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Teachers. I wish we got radio work days. Like, I really do. Because sometimes, you know, by Friday, you're like, I'm so behind on emails. I need to catch up with my boss. Like,
yeah.
And you don't want to be here until, you know,
afternoon. Loren wants a work day, Mandy, where we come in and talk on the radio, but we don't have listeners. Nobody listens to us. It's a radio work day.
I just need an office day.
Aw, well, y'all deserve one, too.
We're going to play some throwbacks for all the teachers, not just in Fort Mill, but for all over the Carolinas, because you guys are absolute heroes. You guys have a great weekend, okay, Mandy?
Thank you. You too.
What teacher wouldn't love New Kids? Come on. Tell your students today about your first concert experience, teachers. The New Kids on the Block.
It's the free-for-all on KISS.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Ayer, St. Laurent.
Ayer.
All the throwback hits this morning. The legendary Friday free-for-all. It is the Mandy, Roy, and Laurent Morning Show. More coming up, but first we got to give away $100 in cash to Stars and Strikes.
Yeah. Stars and Strikes is in Concord. It's a brand new entertainment center featuring upscale bowling, a huge arcade, a two-story laser tag. I need to be part of that.
I cannot wait to go check it out.
Yeah, it's got a full restaurant and bar as well.
All right, Kirby in Gastonia, we're going to try and throw you $100 to Stars and Strikes in Concord. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're great. It's Friday. Super excited. Love the throwback music. Hopefully you do too.
Oh, I love it.
All right, Kirby, here's what you're going to do. You're going to play against Loren in a game called the Days of the Week game. It's something new that we started a couple weeks ago. You know, each day of the week has a ridiculous theme, like National Bologna Day, you know.
Yeah.
Then there's the good ones, like National Wine Day, National Beer Day. This week, we had National Bologna Day, Kirby. Now, bologna is made with one or two specific meats. Can you name one of the two specific meats inside bologna?
Beef and chicken.
What, tell me again, what was it?
Beef and chicken.
It's not chicken.
Or chicken and pork. Beef and pork.
It's beef and pork. That's
beef and
correct.
Pork.
Beef and pork.
Yay!
We only needed one.
I'm so glad you didn't ask me that question because my dad grew up telling me something completely different that you cannot say on the radio.
Puppy dog tails.
Yeah.
Hey, this week is National School Bus Safety Week, Loren. We all know that the wheels on the bus go round and round, but what do the wipers on the bus do?
They go swish, swish, swish.
They sure do. Look at you on the board, 1-1. All right, Kirby, hopefully you know that song too, because we just found out that this week is National School Bus Safety Week, and we know that the wipers on the bus go swish, swish, swish. But what does the driver on the bus say?
Beep, beep, beep.
Kirby, do you have kids?
I do. I'm trying to think of the song, but I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's all right.
How
Don't
old
be
are
nervous.
Your kids?
I have a 10-year-old and a 2-year-old. And shout out to my 10-year-old for making AV Honor Roll.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Kirby, the driver on the bus, he says what?
Wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round. I don't know.
Help her out, Loren. The driver on the bus says...
I think he says move on back.
That's correct.
Move on back. Oh, wow.
Move on back. And then you use your thumb. Move on back. Move on back. All right, let's see if we can't get Kirby one more here. Yesterday was National Color Day. In most surveys, blue is the favorite color of both men and women. However, the second favorite color for most men is green. What's the second favorite color of women? Is it red, purple, pink, or yellow, Kirby?
I'm going to go with pink.
Really?
It's not pink.
Is it purple?
It's purple.
I would have. That's wrong.
I'm telling you, that's what our research said.
It's not, though. It should be pink.
I'm with you. I think it should be pink, too.
Do you ladies like blue?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I like pink better than blue.
Okay. All right, Kirby, you're going to win the $100 to Stars and Strikes and Concord. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Enjoy the night on us, okay? Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, more throwback hits, and we got a Should Sheila in. I think her name is Amy, and she's coming on after 7 to tell us, should she go on a date with her ex this weekend?
I say it's an ex for a reason, but we'll see.
All right, coming up, don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
More of your throwback hits that you love so much coming up here in just a little bit. But Lorette, Amy is on the phone. Say good morning to Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, good morning.
Amy DM'd us at the MRL show on Insta and said she needs some advice. And we love doing a segment called Should She?
Mm-hmm.
So, Amy, we're here to help you. What is it that you want to know if you should do or not?
So, should I go out to dinner with my ex?
Ooh.
All right, before we know the story, Lorette, what's your rule on going back out with an ex?
Well, I don't know, because it depends on the situation. I say they're an ex for a reason, but sometimes you got to move backwards to move forward.
Hmm. All right. What's going on, Amy? Why are you thinking you should or should not?
So we were together for about a year. He actually broke up with me 3 weeks ago.
Strike one.
And yeah. Well, he asked me to dinner so we can have like a sense of closure, I guess. He feels like things didn't end very well. And he had told me, you know, I have to focus on school and work and, you know, all that stuff. And he just didn't have time for a relationship, which, you know, I understand. But I'm afraid he's going to try to get back with me or maybe try and, like, move furniture or something. And I don't want to be put in that position.
Okay. So, couple things here. Do you have closure with the relationship?
You know.
Or do you need closure with the relationship?
You know, I can't see myself getting any more closure than what I already have.
Oh. Then you don't owe him anything. Don't go to dinner.
Unless she wants to move furniture.
Unless you want to move furniture. You know?
I do not.
Again, sometimes you got to move backwards to move forward.
Isn't there a saying called the ex is best?
Yeah, there's lots of sayings that I could do. I'm just not touching that.
I would say, Amy, from a male perspective here, and by the way, our co-host Roy is not here today, so you're not going to get his perspective, but and he'd go both ways on this like he normally does. Mm-hmm. He'd agree with Lorette and with me. I think you should go only because I think it's big of him. Take it from someone who wasn't a good breaker-upper. Like, I was the king of ghosting.
Yeah.
And I wish that maybe in some of my past relationships were – and how long did you date him for?
Oh, about a year, a little over. Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty long.
But like, there's no part of you that wants to get back with him, right?
I mean,
well, it's taken a lot longer for you to answer than I thought it would.
I don't think so. You know, it was just so abrupt in the way things happened. Like, it just put a bad taste in my mouth.
Okay, so then you don't have full closure. Now maybe you go, Amy, this weekend, go to dinner, let him treat. He asked you. We've solved that problem on this show 1,000 times. Whoever asks has to pay. And then you go, you have your dinner, you have your wine or whatever, and just stop yourself from doing anything further than that. Like, just say, hey, this is a good night. Thanks for the closure. We're not going back to your place, my place, or the car. That's it. Game over. And I'm not getting back with you. Like, just hold your ground. And by the way, chime in at 704-570-9595. We're already getting some text messages that says, girl, no way, don't do it. I tried that once. You never want to go back with the ex. Another person from 704 says, do it. Sounds to me like he's a good guy. It's not like you guys cheated on each other. He just needs more time to get his stuff straight, and maybe he'll come out with a plan.
Okay. Maybe.
I don't know. I just think, like, the ball is truly in your court here. If you're not sure, you could go. But if you don't trust yourself to get under him, to get over him, then don't go.
Once you have wine, I mean, really, there is no control of the situation.
I mean, the ball is in your court, but you have to fully trust yourself. Like, don't shave your legs. If you're going to go, don't shave your legs.
More text messages coming in, Amy, to help you. We are talking with Amy. It's a should she. She wants to know if she should go out with her ex who asked her to go out this weekend after he broke up with her 3 weeks ago because he needs more time to get his school and his life in order with work and stuff. And he says he wants closure. 704 says abort, abort. Do not do it, girl. Abort mission entirely.
Somebody else said, why does he want closure when he broke up with you? It sounds like he's just hoping to move furniture.
This is a good one.
I'm afraid of.
I mean, people are like, hey, it's 704 here, says it's 2020. All rules are off. Go have fun.
That's true, too.
Yeah, right.
What else do you have to do?
I got a question for you, Amy. Now, here's the question. If you say yes to this, then you have to go out with him.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Do you use any of his passwords for Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime?
Why does she have to go out with him if she uses his passwords?
Because it's only fair.
Oh, well, that's not fair. I mean, of course I still use his passwords.
Then you still have a connection.
That's not true. We use Nicole's ex's passwords until, I mean, they've been broken up for, what, Nicole, over a year? And she just changed the passwords on all of us?
Yeah.
Not anymore. She closed it out on us. All right. We'll read some more of these texts. Hopefully we helped you out, Amy. I mean, you heard what Loren said. You really don't owe him anything. If you just want to go, don't shave your legs so you stop short of doing anything you'll regret.
That's a good point.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling and thanks for DMing us, Amy. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for the help. All right. Have a good day.
If you want to do a should she, you can always reach out to us at the MRL Show. Insta, Twitter, Facebook. It's all there. You can DM us and we'd love to get you on the air. More throwbacks, Loren?
Let's do it.
How about some Calvin Harris and Bare Naked Ladies?
You know I love Calvin.
Don't go anywhere.
Welcome to the Mania Roy of the Red Morning Show. Got to
get up. Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is got it? To get
up. Hey. Got
to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Roy's out today. He'll be back with us on Monday. We want to hear from you. Parents. You have kids at home. Tell us the funny names your kids have given everyday objects. 704-570-9595.
I have so many favorites, the Cashton says. So many. He calls bananas nabas. He calls burgers gurgers.
Gurgers?
Uh-huh.
Love that.
Oh, gosh, what else does he say? He's got, like, the best sayings. And we'll forever call bananas nanabas now.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I know, because Ruby, my two-year-old, calls apples bapples. Mm-hmm. And now when she's not around, I'll be like, I think I'm going to have a bapple.
Yeah.
let's see. My five-year-old calls aprons baking capes. here's a couple. My six-year-old claims her eight-year-old brother gives her migrating headaches when he talks and screams. We've come to call detergent laundry sauce in our house.
Okay.
I don't hate that.
Me neither.
How about grated Parmesan cheese? My one daughter doesn't like cheese, so I told her they're spaghetti sprinkles. Now our whole family calls it that. It makes spaghetti sound so much more fun and festive.
That does sound more fun.
What funny names have your kids given to everyday items? 704-570-9595. My four-year-old called her aunt's bikini her zucchini. We spent the whole summer asking her if she was going to wear her zucchini to the pool.
815 just texted and said, my nephew calls blueberries booberries.
Well, that's a cereal. Booberries.
Yep.
Nice. Let's say hi to Michelle. On line six. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
What is your kid call something?
Well, it's not so much that he calls a particular thing. He just meows all damn day.
Meows?
Meow, meow, meow. Oh. It doesn't matter what you ask him, he is going to meow it. And it drives us insane.
Do you guys have a cat?
We do. We have two.
Oh, I was going to say you should get him
dogs.
One.
We have two dogs. He doesn't bark all day. He just meows.
Start barking back at him. See if he starts a conversation.
I I do, and he gets mad at me.
Yeah, tell him to go sit in his litter box.
Oh.
Thanks, Michelle. Dean doesn't meow, but he gets into these moments. Parents know this. I have a 7-year-old. Parents, you know where, like, 1 minute your kid's totally cool, and the next minute he's just like,
oh, my gosh. Yes.
And I'm like, dude. And then Ruby gets all riled up, and I'm like, slow down. We're about to eat dinner. Just out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Alan, Charlotte, good morning. Alan and Charlotte, hello.
Hey, good morning. One of my sons, Carter, he called the Coliseum the Come and See Him.
Come and See Him.
The Come and See Him. And my other son, Wyatt, called Chick-fil-A Chicken Lay.
Thanks, Alan.
The best is when they say something to you and you're like, what?
Right.
What? And you have to have them say it like 6 times before you understand.
Aaron and Shelby, good morning.
Good morning.
What funny names have your kids given everyday items?
Well, it's not my child, but I work in childcare, and we have a lot of children who drink soy milk, and he's not even one that does it, but he calls it soil milk.
Soil
and
milk.
And it is hilarious. Every time I hear him say it, it's like soil milk, I'm like, you mean soy milk? He's like, no, soil milk.
See, you're better than me, because if my child was doing that, I would say, anybody want any soil milk? Like, I would play into it.
Right.
You know? Thanks, Aaron.
We got a text message from 240, and my son does this too. Now, her son says galoons instead of balloons, but my son says baboons instead of balloons.
We can't get to Jessica in China Grove on line 9, but she said speed bumps are called humper bumpers. All right, free cheer wine for a year coming up with Can't Beat Loren, or as we found out yesterday, her almost name, Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Taking a break from the throwback hits to say hi to Kelsey in Fort Mill. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Kelsey, you are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
All right.
She's a first-timer, Loren.
Okay. See how you do.
Throw her out, Kelsey, so we can try and throw you a year of free Cheerwine Soft Drink.
Awesome. I'm ready.
All right. See you, Loren. These are 5 pop culture questions, Kelsey. You get more right than Loren, you win. Ty, stay with the house. Those aren't our rules. Those are the attorneys, the suit rules. So don't blame us, okay?
Okay.
Question 1. This is the first year that Blake Lively's Canadian native husband could vote. So, of course, she had to poke fun at him after he did it. Who is her husband?
Ryan Reynolds.
Question 2. Justin Timberlake shared a throwback thirst trap photo on IG to help stress the importance of voting. Which 90s boy band was Justin Timberlake part of?
NSYNC.
We're so excited to watch Adele host SNL tomorrow night. The show just released the first promo this week. What network will we turn on to watch SNL?
Comedy Central.
Question number 4. Camila Cabello is changing up her look. She cut her hair short for the first time ever. What singer is she currently dating?
Shawn Mendes.
And question 5, Florida Georgia Line and Nelly are looking to hit it big again. The artist just dropped a new collab. Finish these Nelly lyrics, if you would, please. It's getting hot.
In here.
All right, come on in, Loren. Nice job.
Thanks.
Kelsey got 4 correct, Loren.
Okay.
She only missed one.
All right, let's see.
And which honestly, one? It's one that you might miss.
Oh, okay.
All right. This is the first year that Blake Lively's Canadian native husband could vote, so of course she had to poke fun of him after he did. Who is her husband?
Ryan Reynolds.
1-1. That is correct. Justin Timberlake shared a throwback photo on IG to help stress the importance of voting. Which 90s boy band was he part of?
NSYNC.
And it's 2-2. Did you see that photo?
Yeah.
He's got the big fro.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. All right, question number 3. We're so excited to watch Adele host SNL tomorrow night. The show just released the first promo this week. What network will we watch SNL on?
I believe it's NBC.
Final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. Unfortunately, that's the one Kelsey got wrong. She said Comedy Central.
Ooh.
3-2, Loren. Question number 4. Camila Cabello is changing up her look. She cut her hair short for the first time ever. What singer is she currently dating?
Shawn Mendes.
That is correct.
I have not seen her hair, though. I need to see it now.
Florida Georgia Line and Nelly are looking to hit it big again. The artist dropped a new collab. Finish these Nelly lyrics, if you would, please. It's getting hot.
In here.
So.
Take off all your clothes.
Oh, don't mind if I do, Loren. You know how I love working in the nude.
I know you do. You love to take your clothes off.
All right. Good job, Kelsey. Not quite a win. 5-4. Not a bad score.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's hear it.
I'm Kelsey, and I live in Fort Mill, and I could not beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Kelsey. Have a great weekend.
All right, Kelsey and everyone else, yesterday we were lucky enough to have Charlotte's very own rapper. He's on like 4 songs we're playing on Kiss right now, including his own rock star. DaBaby dropped by the studio, but he did it late. So we'll play a little clip that we have with DaBaby from yesterday's chat where he talked about Justin Bieber and collabs with him and what we can expect to hear with Justin Bieber and DaBaby. It's coming up. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
What you wearing today, Loren?
I got my DaBaby sweatpants on.
The $1 million sweatpants? Is that what they are? Billion dollar
baby.
Are they comfy?
Yeah, they are. And they're like really like good quality. They're like hip-hop dance pants.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, DaBaby came into the studio yesterday late on the show. And we have the full interview up at kiss95.1.com and on the Kiss95.1 app on our podcast. But here's a little bit of what he said about one of the artists that we play and play a lot on Kiss. We heard it. We don't know if it's true or not. The biggest fan of Justin Bieber is sitting, standing like 3 feet from you right now, producer Nicole.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Biebs? Is there going to be a Biebs DaBaby song playing on Kiss95.1?
Me and Bieber got like 6 or 7 songs recorded. For sure.
Did you have to go see him up in Canada? Did you go
No,
hang?
It was actually like when the COVID first broke out. He was taking it real serious. He was, you know, he was around his family. I mean, we both been moving around a lot more often lately. You get what I'm saying? But we still haven't had a chance to connect. He just called me the other day. I got to call him back today. I actually got that on my...
Call him right now, right?
Yeah, on my calendar.
Nicole, you
he
can
in
pop LA. In.
He's out west, so he's in the bed for sure. Yeah, he's in the bed for sure.
Anything surprising pop with you when you got with him for the first time? Like, you didn't know?
Nah, for sure. I mean, he never came up as, you know, anything different than what he is to me. You know what I'm saying? He's real down to earth, super humble.
Good writer.
Super genuine person. Yeah, absolutely. He's exactly who, you know, who I think a lot of people look at him as, cool. For sure. If not even more. Great person.
All right, go listen to more of DaBaby, Charlotte's very own. He joined us. He was in the studio for a good 15 minutes we had him.
Yeah.
Including he's got a new haunted trail in Cleveland County. He talks about that. His belief in ghosts and his humble beginnings here in Charlotte. All now at Kiss95.1.com.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss95.1.
Ren's neck is hurting for dancing to that song.
I was.
Hey, here's a question for you and a question for everyone. What's something that you spend a lot of money on and you have to justify it to your partner? 704-570-9595. Maybe there's more than one thing that you spend money on and you do it. You don't, your partner doesn't understand it. You do it, you spend the money, and then you justify it by saying what? For me, it's like lawn equipment. I know it's the most suburban dad thing ever to say, but I love lawn equipment. I love doing my yard. It's a local company. Can I get a plug bell for the Husqvarna company? I believe they are up in Mooresville.
Mm-hmm.
They're from overseas, but I love Husqvarna equipment, and I need a new weed eater. And Amanda's like, why don't you just get the battery-operated $75 one? And I was like, that's cute. No. Oh, no.
That's
no.
Cute.
Your husband does not spend $75 on yard equipment. He'll spend $175 to $200, and I'll justify it by saying they last long.
You're not paying somebody else to do your lawn.
I'm not paying somebody else to do it, and it lasts a long time. And by the way, I let my wife spend her hard-earned money and our hard-earned money on expensive denim, and her thing is that it'll last longer than just if she went to Target and bought a pair of jeans or something.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what is the thing that you spend a lot of money on and you have to justify it, and you do justify it to your partner? 704-570-9595.
Wow, we're already getting text messages. 843 texted in and said, a makeup subscription. I have to stay looking good for my husband. That's what she says. But makeup is one of those things where if you work in the corporate world or you're doing something, like a lot of people have to wear makeup for their job. And it's not fair. It's a female tax, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that you need for your profession.
Yeah, I get that. And I don't know if your partner would argue that you don't need expensive makeup, because I don't know anything about that. Like, I couldn't argue that with my wife.
Any makeup is pretty much expensive, yeah. Honestly. Even the drugstore stuff. You're like, what?
Right. My wife gets Bobbi Brown for Christmas every year.
Oh, you don't want to know what that costs.
I pay for it. That's why she only gets it at Christmas every year.
But my husband would say, oh, you're prettier without makeup. Well, that's nice. But my suite made it work. I'm going to look like I'm not put together if she's in a full face and I'm not.
By the way, another conversation. I think producer Nicole told someone that they were prettier without makeup and they took it as an insult.
I would take that as an insult.
See, I think that's a good thing to say, but we'll talk about that another day.
Yeah.
All right. What is it that you spend money on?
Me?
Yeah,
personally.
Play the game.
Okay. So I have a couple things. In normal times, I would say vacations, like travel. And my husband, as soon as I book a trip and I'm talking about the next trip, he's like, we don't need to go on another trip. And I'm like, for my sanity, we do.
Oh.
That's for my mental sanity. That's the way I justify it. Because, you know, between work and the kids and everything else, like, sometimes you just need a break.
And you can't put a price on mental health.
You can't.
Right? 704-570-9595. Zeke in Hickory, good morning. What is it that you spend a lot of money on that you have to justify to your partner?
I tell her that I buy hunting and fishing gear because I absolutely, you know, that's how I supply my food for the family, and I justify it by telling them, well, at least I don't smoke meth.
Okay. That is an extreme.
Loren, try that when you want to buy a new bag and Dal says no. You go, well, at least I don't smoke meth.
Yeah.
Zeke, what's it cost, your fishing and hunting equipment?
I'll usually spend probably right around maybe $1,300 a year altogether.
Wow. That's a lot more than I would think.
Good. Well, you got new guns, you got ammo, you got new rods and reels that come out.
Yeah, I got you, Zeke. I just, you know, I'm not a hunter myself, so I didn't know what it cost, but I appreciate it. Thanks, Zeke. And the funny thing is like we said at the beginning of this conversation, you spend a lot on something, your partner doesn't like it, but you do it anyway because you have to justify it.
Right.
And like Zeke said, hey, I'm feeding the family. We're getting a lot of text messages, Ren.
Yeah. Someone said hair products. I spent almost $200 in hair products, but I'm going to pay $180 to get my hair done. So why would I use cheap shampoo?
My buddy Spencer has a racing hobby and he spends money on the race cars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I know every time I bring it up, his wife like rolls her eyes.
828 said bras. Bras are so expensive.
They're
so expensive.
Hey, good morning on line 7. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, sorry, your name went away on my name board here that producer Nicole types in. What's your name?
My name's Haley.
Haley, what do you spend money on?
Gym clothes. And the way I justify it is I tell my husband if I do not buy the expensive ones, the cheap ones are see-through. So if he doesn't want everybody in the gym seeing my goodies, I got to spend good money.
That's hilarious. And a great play. I love your hand.
Thank you.
What do you spend on gym clothes?
Okay, so I will say that I do go thrifty and I do try to buy them. You know, somewhat used. I buy them from like gym fitness models and stuff, people that only wear them one or two times for a photo shoot, and then they turn around and sell them. So
Good idea.
Do technically get them secondhand. But the sets are normally like, you know, $75 to $90 each.
Yeah, it gets expensive. Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. One more. I think Larry in Lancaster is on. Hi, Larry.
Hey, guys.
What do you spend your money on that you have to justify to your partner?
Brooms.
Brooms?
Yes.
You wouldn't have to justify that to me at all if you're cleaning.
Hey, I do a lot of it. She'll go to the Dollar Tree and spend $5 or $6 on brooms, and mine has lasted for over a year, and I spent like $12 at Lowe's for one. So that's how I justify it, by lasting longer.
Yeah.
And her dollar store brooms, the bristles are falling apart.
Yes, and the cover comes off as soon as you use it the first time. So.
Yeah, you can't fly with them.
Exactly.
Yeah, at least the Lowe's brooms you can use to fly with, especially this time of year. Thanks, Larry. Hey, he brings up a good point. One more real quick. I spend money, and I hate doing it because it's expensive, but they last longer. Batteries. And like, I'll go to Costco and buy a ton of batteries. And if you go to the dollar store and buy the regular batteries, they're cheaper, but they also like...
You go through them.
You get half the use out of them. So, all right, keep them coming. 704-570-9595. You do that and we'll do this. We'll play more throwback hits. It's the Legendary Friday Free-for-All going on right now through 10 a.m. I got some good songs coming up, including Story of a Girl. I love that one.
Me too.
All right, we'll get to it in just a little bit.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
We know 2020's been tough for you. We know that maybe you were furloughed or you've lost some income. That's why we want to help you fix your teeth. Yes, it's the MRL Show's Pumpkin Mouth Contest. Right now, go to kiss951.com to register. All you got to do is upload a picture of your less than perfect smile. And our friends at Go Clear Ortho, they're going to give you a complete smile transformation, Loren. You did the Invisalign.
I did.
And look at your teeth now.
And I never had braces growing up, but I did have a little shifting as an adult, so it was really beneficial.
Yeah, you're teeth right now are so straight, I couldn't put you on my step this morning like a pumpkin. Nobody would understand.
I don't have the jack-o'-lantern smile.
You don't. If you do have the less-than-perfect smile, though, head over to kiss951.com and upload a picture of your less-than-perfect smile, and our friends at Go Clear in Fort Mill, Go Clear Orthodontics, are going to give you a complete smile transformation. You have to Wednesday, but do it now. Do it this weekend at kiss951.com. Quick break. When we come back, we got to talk about why a bride called off her marriage minutes after leaving the church. Yelling at the groom in the street.
It's got to be a good reason.
We'll find out in less than 10.
God, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of y'all's show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Los quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I can't even say I'm mad at this bride. But a woman called off her wedding outside the church after finding out that the groom slept with a bridesmaid.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Now, the husband-to-be, this was all alleged at the time, but the woman found out not only was it true, but there was video of it.
Oh, my God. No, 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 no.
It was mobile phone footage.
That's the dumbest thing ever. I wonder who
bridesmaid and the groom together.
Who showed the bride the video, I wonder?
Somebody who didn't want to go through with it.
That's just like a movie. Didn't Carrie from Sex and the City leave Big standing in the street after the wedding?
Wait, say that one more time.
Carrie.
Left who?
Big.
Yeah.
Well, in the street?
But that's because he left the church.
You're right. He didn't show up at the altar.
Mm-hmm. And he called her and was having cold feet.
Mm.
And then she beat him senseless with her bouquet.
Yeah, get him. The only thing that sucks is it was a bouquet and not a pan.
Yeah. And it was a beautiful bouquet and probably very expensive. Now it's just flower heads laying on the side of Central Park Ave.
By the way, I'm looking at the same article you have. It says, a man who appears to be the groom in a black suit is seen chasing after her and can be heard saying, I'm trying to explain, please. The visibly upset bride then yells, don't touch me.
Yep.
They argue at the pavement next to a busy road.
I think I would do worse than that.
Oh, my gosh. Other guests who heard the commotion are seen coming out of the church and started filming the pair.
Of course.
If I was at your wedding with Dallas, or if we go see Sterling and Roy get married, I'm not going to take my phone out.
Yeah, we're all close, though. But if I went to, like, I don't know, a college friend's wedding, who I'm not, like, ride or die with, I'd be like, oh, my gosh. And I'd start filming it just to, like, send to my other friends. Not necessarily put online. But.
Getting word that the video is up at kiss951.com. You can go there and check it out. Can we just ask, and it's maybe nobody was in this position.
I hope not.
No, not cheating. I just want to know, did you get into an argument right after you said I do? And like right after you got married and walked out of the church or wherever it was you got married, you got into your limo or your car and like did a huge argument ensue between you and your partner, your new bride or groom. Can you imagine?
I can't imagine afterwards, like what tension there must be, because I could see like maybe before you walk down the aisle, because your wedding day is like it's so tense until it's over. until the ceremony's over. Then you can relax a little bit. Like,
but it's blissful.
I know. But like for our wedding, my mom couldn't find the venue. And I called Dallas like, I don't know what to do. My cell phone isn't working. Her cell phone isn't working. You got to tell her where it is. Like, I was like in a commotion about it, which could have started a fight.
Before you got married,
before,
though.
Before. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And afterwards, you were okay.
Yeah. That's what I said. Like, so, after the ceremony's over, then that's usually when you can relax. But that's when this lady went nuts.
Right. Right. That's what we want to hear at 704-570-9595. If you were at a wedding where the bride and groom got into an argument, or maybe you were the bride and groom, and I'm talking about, like, just after you literally said, I do. What was the argument about? Get to us.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Loren just read an article to us, if you're just joining us, about how a bride freaked out on her husband, the groom, like not an hour, not 30 minutes. We're talking minutes after they said, I do. Like right outside the church, she freaked out on him.
Yeah, she found out that he cheated on her with a bridesmaid.
Now, why wouldn't someone step up and show that to the video? By the way, there's phone video of it. Why wouldn't there someone come to her before the wedding?
I don't know. You know, I've also seen where people knew and waited until the ceremony to, like, embarrass the other person.
I don't know if that's an urban legend or not, but I've heard that same story where the bride got married. The groom found out that the bride had messed around with the best man and put a picture of them together, the best man and the bride, underneath everybody's seats. Is this the same story?
Yeah.
And at the reception, they got married, took pictures, went all the way to the reception, and then the groom got up and said, hey, everybody, thanks for coming out. There's a little surprise in an envelope underneath your chairs. Open it, look at it, and all like 150 people, if I remember right, did. And they opened the envelopes and found the best man and the bride embraced from, you know, weeks earlier.
Yeah.
And he did his mic drop moment.
That's
and
like
said,
a
my
movie.
Lawyers, my lawyers will be in touch with you. Deuces. Holy cow.
If you are a guest at that wedding, what do you do next?
Tell everybody that amazing story.
But do you leave? Do you continue the party? Does just the bride and the best man leave?
If I remember the story right, he left. And I don't know what happened after that. He probably went on his honeymoon with a bunch of guy friends.
Yeah.
But we were looking for somebody else who had an argument with their groom just after they got married. Ooh, Loren, say hello to Rachel in Charlotte. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Hey, Rachel, what happened?
So I got married in Hawaii, and our reception was around a pool, and one of my husband's, I'm going to say friends, but I'm going to use that quite loosely, he was, basically he invited himself, he was just an associate from work, and he...
I'm already annoyed.
I was annoyed too. I didn't even meet him prior to the wedding, and he pushed me into the pool. A few of the kids had jumped in the pool. We weren't supposed to be in the pool at all. But a couple of the kids towards the end of the reception had jumped in the pool. And we were playing music and I was standing on the side of the pool and we were all just kind of dancing. And this associate came up behind me and shoved me in.
Okay. What happens after that?
He dies.
So my husband didn't even see it. And then he came up to me, like up to the side of the pool, and he said, you're not supposed to be in the pool. Why are you in the pool? And mind you, my dress is floating.
Oh, Loren, you would have killed him.
I would have lost it.
And it was a custom-made Italian silk dress that I had envisioned in my brain, and I had a seamstress literally draw it up and make it. And I was like, where is my husband? And everybody's like, I don't know where he's at. So he comes around. He's like, why are you there? And he goes, I don't blame him for pushing you in the pool.
What?
Because all the other kids were in the pool. And I looked at him. I'm like, are you insane?
Oh.
Are you guys still married?
Did the divorce happen right there? Yeah. Or
Let's just say I was very tempted to rip the ink up, like rip the paper up. The ink wasn't dry yet. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And I was very, very heated.
Okay. And so where are we now in the relationship?
Very broken. Still married, but very broken.
Aww.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. All right, Rachel. Well, thanks for the call. Sorry to hear that happened.
Yeah.
Sounds like everything up to that point, it was a kick-ass Hawaiian wedding, which was nice.
Oh, it was amazing. It was a lot of fun.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
I think we need another hour on the radio, Lorraine. I got so many other things I want to talk to you about before we get out of here for the day.
Okay.
Roy will be back on Monday.
What you got?
I got the best and worst driving states in the U.S. I've got the 28 classic horror movies you need to watch before you die. We could do that on the podcast.
Okay.
We'll do that on the podcast because we can get into that on the rap party later on. A little more MRL after the show. I've got the most hated states in America. We'll wait for Roy to get here on Monday and do that.
Oh, Florida is definitely on that list.
It is in the top five.
Yeah.
Florida. I just looked. But we need to help someone who is going to a wedding this weekend. So this is timely. So we'll do this now here for our friend who listens to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine show.
Uh-huh.
Hannah. She says she's a huge fan of the show. She listens to us all the time. She wanted to reach out and ask for some advice. Her little sister's getting married this weekend, and she's not 100% comfortable with how precautions are being taken for COVID at the venue. This is something we all have to deal with now. She said, I'm so happy for her, and I'm excited for the wedding, but I'm so nervous to be around a lot of people. And I'll feel like I'll be guilt-shamed into not wearing a mask because my sister doesn't want me to.
Oh.
Meanwhile, I've been working at the ICU with the COVID patients and have personally witnessed how devastating this virus can be. It doesn't sound like the venue is going to be strict with their rules, separation, etc. What should I do to avoid conflict with my sister but also make myself feel safe and be able to have a good time?
Honestly, first of all, I feel bad for her because I know what it feels like for people to almost like mask shame you. And I'm not even part of that life. So if I were her, since she is an ICU worker, I would almost flip the script on it and be like, I'm wearing the mask for your safety because I've been around people with COVID. And then that way people kind of stay away from you at the party too.
It's true. We get caught up in the mask conversation a lot. And a lot of people feel like, in fact, the president said it. He said, I know a lot of people who wear the mask and still get the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget, the mask is supposed to prevent someone from spitting out and it landing on someone. So the mask is pretty much preventing you from spreading your germs to someone else.
Right. And it works even better if both parties wear the mask.
Absolutely. 100. But the mask isn't on you to prevent you from getting it. Because a lot of people, I feel like, don't wear the mask because they're like, I don't care. I could get it. I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to wear a mask. No, bro, sis. It's to help prevent the spread.
Yeah. Anyway. I would just put the ball in somebody else's court and say, listen, I work in the ICU. It's for you. It's more for you than it is for me.
Yeah, you'd sound more like this. By the way, she should have an MRL show mask at that wedding. You can get one at the Kiss 95.1 shop. Look at mine.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my MRL mask now.
So you'd kind of be like, don't look at me. I'm not doing this to prevent me from getting it. I work at the ICU. I don't want to give it to anybody else.
I would literally be a billboard. Welcome. I would tell every person that I came into contact with that because I feel the need to apologize for wearing my mask when I'm out in public. Like, I went to a charity event the other day, and it was outside, so not a lot of people were wearing their mask. I wore mine and socially distanced, and I just said to everybody that I came into contact with, I'm so sorry. I have a newborn at home.
Yeah. Buy me a drink. I'm wearing the mask to prevent you from getting the disease. Buy me a drink. That's what you say, Hannah. Have fun at your sister's wedding, though. And like Lauren said, just mask up and don't worry about what other people say or what other people think. Now, you might get hot and you want to go outside and take your mask off for a minute. I get that. You should see me at weddings. I absolutely tear up the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
My brother got married. My oldest brother, Rich, got married. And he put our table closest to the bar. Because he, quote, didn't want us to bowl people over when we were going from the dance floor to the bar.
That's a good idea.
So enjoy yourself, Hannah. Don't be ashamed to wear your mask. It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show. This is Kiss.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We are enjoying the throwback hits. Hopefully you are too. The legendary Friday free-for-all all morning long, every Friday. Got a text message from someone from, what is this, 828. Says, thank you guys so much for playing the throwback hits to get me through my work. I'm currently restoring a home in Statesville.
That's exciting.
Yeah, listening to us and smacking that hammer. There you go. All right, what's happening in Hollywood? Give us one last look this week.
Hopefully they're doing demo, because there's nothing more fun than doing demo on a home.
That's right.
Especially if you can do it yourself. Good old sledgehammer. All right, so Jennifer Lawrence, she just can't seem to shake the fall that she had back in 2013 at the Oscars. And she looks back on it, and she says she's got to call out Anderson Cooper for making the flub extra devastating. She said it's still a very sensitive subject for her, and I guess she got called out really bad for it.
I don't even remember that.
You don't remember? No. Oh my God. She had a, I think it was an Oscar De La Renta gown, and she like literally just hit the deck on it. Oh, oh. We had a microphone there.
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jennifer.
Well, it stuck out in her mind at least. And Adele is going to be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live tomorrow, so she's really excited about that. Or, I'm sorry, she's not the musical guest. She is the host.
Yes.
Yeah, the musical guest is her and not Adele. I know, that's very confusing.
It's such a what's on first thing.
Uh-huh, totally. Plus, it's New Music Friday. Ariana Grande had new music today. I believe, is it Luke Combs, Nicole?
Luke Combs.
You said that the new album's out and it's awesome?
Well, his album came out not too long ago, but he released a deluxe version of it that's got like four or five different songs.
And Nicole's loving it. She also has her Friday favorites of new music up at kiss951.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Loren. Roy will be back with us on Monday. Cameron is up next. Head to kiss951.com, of course, to sign up for our pumpkin mouth contest. If you have less than perfect teeth, our friends at Go Clear Orthodontics want to hook you up with a smile. What do they call it? Where's my sheet?
A smile makeover, I believe it is.
Smile makeover?
But if you have a
smile transformation.
Ah, there you go.
That's the word I was looking for.
If you have a jack-o'-lantern smile, we're going to fix it for you.
No more pumpkin mouth. Make your smile perfect, just like Loren said. Thanks to our friends at Go Clear Orthodontics. Sign up now, kiss951.com, to get that complete smile transformation. And while you're at kiss951.com, go buy some of our merch. A lot of people are going out, doing weddings and stuff. Get our masks. Wear the Rock the Cool MRL Show masks. They're thin, so you can breathe in them. All right, Cameron is up next. Enjoy. We got more throwbacks for another 15 minutes.